Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, we've got a great show for you today. But before we get started, got a couple of little things I need to take care of. First off, always want to say hello to my buddy, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hello, Mr. B.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
I know you're busy.
Just a little.
I know. We're going to have some fun today.
Okay.
We got some fun shows.
Sweet.
I know. Thomas Poppy is joining
us. I know.
Today.
Looking forward to it.
I know. It's like... well, first of all, I was introduced to The Code about a week ago, okay? That's his book, The Code. This book is fascinating. This idea of what he does with birthdays, and I would say he and his wife, Joanna, what they do with birthdays is very, very incredible. It's fascinating. But you're going to hear all about it. I want to tell everybody out there, though, today, that this is going to be, for the next 2 hours, live call-in shows. We're going to be able to talk about what it means, the code, unlocking the ancient power of your birthday. And what is happening with my phone is like, oh, Benny, look, my phone's like dialing itself. Did you see that? It like dialed a random number, 74. End that call. How interesting. We talked about this phone yesterday.
We did.
Didn't we talk about it? All right. Stop dialing. So anyway, got a little woo-woo going on here today. The book is called The Code, Unlocking the Ancient Power of Your Birthday. So what I want to say to everyone, and you're going to hear what it's like when Benny and I do it here in a minute. Thomas is going to explain the code. This is a very fascinating idea, concept. Well, the book is amazing to begin with. But the concept itself about having this code embedded in our birthdays and then have it actually have the significance of the four directions, north, west, east, and south. And so we're going to get to talk about where the code came from with Thomas. But I will tell you all now, if you want to have a reading and find out what that hidden ancient power of your birthday is about. Now, I will say to you, this is not numerology. This is something very different. And if you want to actually experience what Benny and I are going to experience, and you want to call in and get in the queue for a reading with Thomas today, I would encourage you to do it. We have a toll-free number, and you're going to be able to do this in a couple ways. So I want to make sure that we give everybody an opportunity. And by the way, we have two copies of the book to give away. You're going to be able to do this either by calling our toll-free number, which most of you have, but I'll give it to you again, 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And please be patient with us. If Benny puts you on hold and you hear the show, don't hang up. That means you're in the queue. So we say this a million times to everybody. Do not hang up if we put you on hold and all of a sudden you start hearing the shows, because we're expecting a lot of calls today. If you want to send in an instant feedback message, we have made that super duper easy for you to do. You can go to the drpatshow.com and you can on the right hand side ask your question. And so if you go to transformationtalkradio.com on the right hand side ask your question. Now, three of you have just been put on hold. Do not hang up. And now we're going to get a fourth one that's going to be put on hold. Do not hang up, because this simply means that we cannot get to all of you fast enough, because we're very excited about today's show. So even when I say don't hang up, you guys just hang up. Here's what we're going to do all hour long, and then the next hour is Sue Storm. So let me tell you about my very special guest, Thomas, today, and then we'll get to the phones. Thomas and his partner in crime, so to speak, his wife, Joanna, They have unlocked some phenomenal ancient mysteries around the birthday. I'm telling you, unlocked it around the birthday. Now, what I mean by that is this is not a matter of counting numbers or, you know, adding them together. You know, there is this wheel of life that you're going to hear him talk about and what it means to be in balance or not in balance. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody.
So, first of all, we already have all our phones all lined up, and we're taking instant messages. I want to thank you for joining us. Tell everybody what the code is while we're getting everybody in the queue.
Tell everybody. I wrote a whole book about it. So how much time have you got?
Yeah, I know.
No, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you and I did a whole hour on it, and we barely touched the surface on it.
Yeah, we barely touched it, true. But let's try to get some enthusiasm going and some inspiration going. The thing is, the code, essentially, it shows you that each number in your birthday brings something to your life. It brings a special talent. And if you, for example, use the expression, something is in my blood from day one. I always felt it. It's in my blood. That's meant by it. The numbers show you what you bring in your blood into this life and how it plays out later in life, how you decide to expand it, to develop it, how your environment helps you develop it. That's a different story. But what I can tell from the numbers is what is this little special treasure trove of talents, of capacities, of directions that you brought into this life, that I can see immediately. And you can see, too, if you give yourself just a little bit of time.
And, you know, part of this also is that the journey that you went on with Joanna about about the book and discovering that this was part of her wisdom, her heritage, so to speak.
It.
And it's different than astrology and numerology, and we should say that.
It's different. Well, we are not too much into comparing. Our whole work in so far, 10 books, is trying to publish, to convey to our readers the wisdom, the knowledge that my wife, that Johanna, has grown up with. And she grew up in a mountain farmer's family in Austria, in Tyrol. And the farmers in Tyrol, they are really not the powers that be. The powers is the church, that's the mayor, that's the teachers, and the moneyed people, so to speak. So these farmers, they had to develop over the ages pieces of knowledge of, in a kind of a self-defense. And this piece was one of the most secretive one. It was very silent. Johanna grew up with it without even talking too much about it. And with the unconscious certainty that it's not good to talk about it at all in public. It's best just to practice it,
right?
And that's it. Because if later on she found out that, of course, it would have been quite almost dangerous to talk about it, because the church would have declared it immediately as superstition,
right.
Paganism,
right.
And that in that society, and I'm inclined to say even today, would have meant socially outcast. So it's small wonder that even I didn't know anything about it until about 10 years in our marriage, because Johanna didn't talk about it. She just acted on it.
Well, let's give folks a taste by Benny has given you his number.
Oh, yeah.
And you have my number.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just give the folks a taste of how this is going to go. And then Sue, Donna, Molly, and whoever you all are, we will get to you shortly. But I would love to give people an experience. And, you know, Benny just went to get the phone, so I don't want him to miss this. So why don't we start with me? Mine is December 11th, right? And
yeah.
So when we look at, you know, we look at these. And for those of you out there, you can go to the website birthdaycode.com And you'll be able to see that you can actually put in your own birthday here. You'll get a little information, but not even near what we're going to talk about today. So let's give folks a little idea of how this works. Go ahead.
Your numbers were the 12, 11, 50, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah. So you had 3, 1, 5, 0, and the number 2.
Yeah.
And these are the exact same signature, the same numbers as a few publishers of mine, and they are the numbers that are absolutely ideal for any work in the media. They give you the voice that people remember. They give you the self confidence, and they give you the curiosity no end. Like, for you, curiosity never stops. You're not even happy with the results because you think results are only just a stopover, a caravan's arrive on a long, long journey. And
that's true. That's right. You're absolutely right. It's like, who needs results?
Yeah, that's it. And results actually are very often a stop. Where you say, well, this just stops the flow. It's nice to have a result, but now let's move on. And these are your numbers. You would be it's simply ideal, your job.
Oh, it's perfect. Now, how about Mr. Benny?
Mr. Benny has almost the same numbers, but without the really like deep rooted self confidence that you have. But
I'm older too.
He has, well, that of course plays a role, of course. But he has something in addition, and that's the number 4.
Oh.
The number 4 is that gives you would make him a very good architect, because he has the immediate grasp of new concepts. He has a vision for harmony in objects and in buildings. And he also has the voice, and he would be a very good dancer, by the way. If I don't know if I hit the mark here, but
I don't know, Benny. You dance.
He's batting 1,000 right now.
I
think he's doing pretty good.
And you know, it's funny you mention architect, because what Benny does is architecture of a different kind. I mean, if you were to see him right now, Thomas, what you'd be able to see is he's building every minute. That he works in the
build
show.
I build shows here.
You build
uh-huh.
shows.
I build shows. So.
Masterfully.
Very well done.
Right.
Architecture is a mind game just as much as it's a game with clay
yes.
or with bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be really ideal for that. And he also has, as we say in Germany, he has two right hands. He can work and repair anything.
That's right. Watch out now. Two right hands.
This is true. I mean, he literally rebuilt his house. All right. Yeah, this is him.
Well, I'm currently doing that.
He's currently doing it.
Thank you very
and
much.
Both of you have something in common. That's the word impatience. You
Uh-oh.
Do not suffer fools gladly.
That is true, Benny.
Your speed of thinking makes you sometimes a little bit difficult to work with if you're not as fast as you. And this is all easy.
He knows it. He's smiling now. Look at you. You know.
Yeah. No,
all right.
He's right on.
He's right. I'm telling
right
you.
Right on.
Oh, brother. That's one we don't talk
and,
about.
And one difference between you is that Pat, you are more a nature child. As opposed to Benny. He doesn't have... If Benny would inherit, for example, an organic farm, he probably, his first thought would be how to sell it wisely.
And I'd be chasing him down the road saying, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. What are you doing?
What are you doing, Benny?
Yeah, it may be that Pat is the first bidder. Because she's really into... She has a knack for harmony in nature.
I'll give you a good deal on it, so you're the
biggest.
You
know what? He's already selling me on it. Should we skip the break, or what should we do?
We can do that if you want.
Yeah, let's skip the break, because we've just got much going on here. I don't know. He's got so much going on here. I don't know what we're doing here. And what was your birthday? It was your January, of course.
Yes, sorry.
Did you know that Benny has two boys, two twins?
Oh, good.
And their birthday is January
10th.
Of last year.
Yeah, of this year.
of this 11. Year. Wow.
So 1, 10, 11.
Of 11?
Yeah, 1, 10, 11.
They're all ones. My God, they're all ones, aren't they, Thomas?
They're number one in my heart, too.
These two kids belong to those kids who in about 30, 40 years' time will save us from ourselves.
No.
These are kids are born with natural self-confidence.
Mm.
You can trust their instincts. You can trust their decisions in school, and they are also born with the same kind of curiosity like Pat. They will leave no stone unturned, and these numbers of your twins, they border on the genius, and that can lead to trouble at school. I've seen those numbers with school children. They are hyper intelligent, and because of that, they are much too fast. And sometimes that speed puts them outside of the range of their peers.
Wow.
And they are looked upon by their peers as a little bit, you know, like strange. And
like the Facebook creator guy.
Yeah, something like that. That's a good example. And you shouldn't. Be surprised at that, or look at it as a I don't know, some kind of problem that has to be solved. It's in the nature of things, and they may help each other with this. At the same time, they may sometimes get into a kind of competitive behavior towards each other. But that's just, as we say, the saying goes, that's future music. It's just that I tell you a few things now, and when you read the book, then you're much better prepared than I can tell you now with a few sentences. But these are unusual numbers, and they, oh yes, I forgot to say, the number zero is always a bit of a magical number. With these many ones, with this visionary quality, it would be easy for them to conquer all the other stations, all the other numbers they don't have. And they will be very, very prone to experimenting with almost anything they can lay their hands on.
Oh, great.
And you should let them.
You should let them.
No, out. I know. Now I'm going to have to be like 10 steps ahead of them. Literally.
But isn't this is really good information.
You can forget that.
Oh, okay.
Benny, you can forget that.
No, okay.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Competing with children like they are, that's never a good idea. You should be proud that they are better than you in no time.
Awesome. No pressure, boys. No pressure.
Oh, my God. They honestly, these numbers, they are on their own planet, dude. There's nothing you're
going to save this planet.
There's nothing your little four and your little wheel is going to help with any of this. Let's go to the phone.
Yeah, I'll just take a back seat.
you can sit back. But on the other hand, you will be in for a few surprises. For example, teachers not knowing how to handle them. That can happen.
Yeah, okay.
Good thing I work the morning shift, because I'll be like doing parent-teacher conferences probably a lot afterwards.
Let me tell you a short story from Johanna.
Yeah.
How she grew up, because with her talent, it would have been easy to get into that competition thing and try to be better and ahead of her until the end of time and suppress her capacities. In that family, it was always one for all and all for one. For example, if a teacher was unjust, which happened to these farmer girls and boys very often, sometimes they were even picked out from class to work in the principal's garden because, well, they don't have to learn anything anyhow. Went on there. So when the teacher was unjust and they went home and they told the story, what could happen was that the father went down to the school in the afternoon, picked up the teacher by his sleeve and lifted him up for, let's say, a foot and told him, don't do that again, please. And then he set him down and went quietly home. You know, this is what happened to that family.
Okay.
I was envious when I heard those stories.
I'm telling you, I am envious. I could see that happening. You know, I had a stepmom like that. That's exactly what she would do. As a matter of fact, she took on the nuns in Catholic boarding school.
Ooh,
I know.
Wow, what a challenge.
I know.
That's something else.
Yeah. And, you know, that's because she's a Southern Baptist. That's right. Let's go to of phones, Mr. Benny.
All right, and we will do that. Let's take Donna. She's calling in from Lake Stevens. Birth date, well, either I can ask or do you want me to give it to you there?
Go ahead.
All right, it's 10/27 of 48. Donna, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna.
Thank you.
Hi, Donna. Let's see. Oh, Donna. the first caller, and I get already one of the most unusual combinations of numbers, and that is all the stations are occupied. She has all the numbers. She has all the colors. Donna is one of those people, those rare people in the world who can do anything with their lives, and whose biggest enemy at school and maybe when it came to the decision what a profession to choose, whose biggest enemy was boredom, and was this huge palette of possibilities, and now the decisive factor when I'm confronted with those numbers is always the environment. How were the parents? Did they support such a talent, such a broad scope of possibilities, or did they squeeze her from day one or day two into laid out tracks? You know, like I mean, lawyer parents or doctor parents very often tend to send their kids to automatically to some kind of university of medicine. If everything was open, and if it was her own free will and her own choosing, then she was probably at a very early age overwhelmed with the possibilities, and she couldn't choose. My son is one of them. He probably will be 30 before he starts to begin to decide for a certain direction. Right now he's going into this very strongly, and then that and that. And for each and every one of his choices, he has the necessary talent. So what can I say?
How does that sound, Donna?
I can totally relate. I kind of grew up just confined. I grew up on a small farm, and it was all about doing the chores and weeding the garden and canning and freezing food and just surviving. So with my parents, there was four of us siblings. So, and then I got into school, and I was totally shy through my school years, early school years. I didn't know what to do. I just would sit. I wanted a horse, but didn't get it. And that's kind of the way it went. I was just very shy, and kids would kind of say things about me because I wasn't very talkative. And, now I've grown into spiritual growth, and I've studied past life regression and studied some astrology, and I just love all this. And now I am in such a wonderful place, I can hardly tell you. So,
Donna, do you think that people are born with natural shyness, or is it something from the environment? This is a rhetorical question. This shyness is something that that girls not only in former times in the 50s, but before that and after that, very often their natural talents are they feel instinctively that if I want to be loved, if I want to belong, then I have to reduce my light, my inner light, and this may have happened in your case. Because with your numbers, you're somebody who probably your parents your surroundings, the teachers, felt instinctively is somebody who would be way ahead of them if they just let you go your path, let you grow. And very often then you experience an opposing force against that much talent. Talent and be really good at something is not at all welcomed automatically in our time, not in former times. But on the contrary, very often it's felt, experienced as a threat. And and very often even by siblings. I mean, if I look at my own family, where I came from, the competition and being better was way ahead of let's be a team and let's get together because the two of us are 10 times stronger than each individual. Let me tell you, from your numbers, even at your age, whatever you do, even if you start a college education, if you go for a doctor's title, you will succeed, I promise.
I love it. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in today. Mr. Benny, what would you like to do next? Thomas, we have the phone lines there. All the phones are lit up. We've got some folks waiting to talk to you.
Let's take a break. I think we need to wet our whistles a little
bit. We'll take a short break here. When we come back, Sue, Brittany, Molly, we're going to get right to you. All of you chiming in on instant feedback. Yep, I believe we got time for everybody today. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
About a year ago, I was feeling really stuck. I'd been doing yoga, but I was bored with my practice and felt like something was missing. That's when I heard about the College of Aparna Yoga. Even though I didn't think I wanted to teach, I really got interested when I found out that it's not just for yoga teachers. I learned about yoga, meditation, how to care for my body, and how to develop self-confidence. The teachers were fantastic. The course was so much fun, and I really felt cared for. Now I feel my life is changing and growing. I feel new in my yoga and new in my life.
The College of Aparna Yoga. Save 20% when you apply with a friend. Visit yogatrainingseattle.com. That's yogatrainingseattle.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thomas Poppy joining me here today. And he and Joanna have put together this incredible book that highlights and features what it means to unlock the ancient power of your birthday. The book is called The Code, Two of you that are already in the loop here will get a copy of the book. We'll just do that as we kind of go, because it's kind of easiest for us to just make sure that we're getting you in on time and so forth. I got a bunch of instant feedback messages. Mr. Benny Thomas, let's go to the phones.
Let's go ahead and take Molly. She's ready to go.
Hi, Molly. Welcome to the show.
Molly.
Molly. Molly? Hello, Molly.
Hi.
Hey, there you are.
Yeah, hi.
Hey. Good. Glad to have you on the show.
So, I'm glad to be on.
Yeah. So you're June 9th, 51, correct?
Yes, that's
right.
All right.
Sweet.
June is still 6. June 9th, 51.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So Molly has also those super numbers in the north, the 6 and 1. Most people who call have that, because they are simply curious. And six and ones in your birthday always give you that tendency to leave no stone unturned, as I say, to be curious and not be satisfied with what is served to you by, I don't know, by the media, by the surface of things, but always wanting to look behind. And the number five gives you the centeredness, the self-confidence. You do not belong to those people who, when they miss the number 5 and 0 in their birthday, I would recommend to do like something meditation to get a little bit more to your center. That's something that you bring into this life. And you have the number 9. Number 9 gives you a very basic ambition for success in whatever you put your mind to. And you belong to those people when parents, for example, have children with a number 9, I always tell them, great for you. You can sit back and just watch, because that's a child that you do not have to raise. It's somebody who knows his own way, who knows, who knows what it wants. And, now it may be, with everything I say, it may be that you, do not agree. For example, if I say that with the 2 and the 7, you're a great dancer, you like to move, and you don't feel that at all. You feel yourself like a couch potato, and still, I promise, the ability to move harmoniously, like gracefully,
mm-hmm.
and to love to dance, it's still in your blood, and you would be able to discover it if you put your mind to it. It's something very simple. If you have a talent, if you have the talent to dance in your blood, but you do not practice it and you do not allow yourself to discover it, it's as if it doesn't exist. And if somebody doesn't have the 2 and the 7 in his blood and still feels the love for movement and goes to a dance class, he probably would be not the greatest talent in the beginning, but practice without talent is bound to succeed, whereas talent without practice it can vanish into thin air. But nevertheless, if you have the numbers, it's something that is accessible.
How does that sound, Molly? How does that sound to you?
It sounds right. It sounds, yeah.
But in your case, you don't have the 2 and the 7.
No, I don't, no.
Yeah, in your case, you're not the born mover. Now, also, what it means is that in your early life, and maybe even today, I hope not, but in your early life, it could happen that you felt overlooked, that you entered a room, had something to say, and no one listened, because you didn't bring into this life the natural charisma that people have who can say anything and people listen. Sometimes you had to struggle for attention. And also what is missing from your life is the East, the capacity to put yourself into other people's shoes is not easy for you. You sometimes don't know exactly what motivates other people.
Wow.
And that's something that you can work with the color red for this community, for the basic enthusiasm in life, and the color green to understand your surroundings better, to develop deeper empathy for everything. Green and red, those would be the colors that also probably fashion-wise would look best on you. That's very often the case, that the numbers that one misses from one's birth date, the associated colors very often are what look best on one.
Excellent. Molly, thank you.
Well, thank you.
You bet. And Molly, by the way, Benny?
Oh, I was going to say, if you mentioned to put her on hold, we'll get her.
Yes, book. Molly, would you please stay on hold? Because you know what? We'd like to give you a book. There
Molly
we go. All right, we're going to go to Brittany right now. Brittany is calling in from Wisconsin. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, so Brittany's birthday is 4/17/83. Did I get that right, Brittany?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, that's an interesting combination. It's one of my daughters has it. And yes, with this number combination, it's also something magical. It's the only numbers missing are the center numbers, 5 and 0. And those are the numbers that give you as if it's an axis in life where you can when the going gets rough you can go there and really as if we say in German the expression as if to gas up to renew yourself, and that's something you don't have and that's why you really really need in your life a space for yourself to retire to, and if it's like Harry Potter under the stairs, a place where you can go back, a little shed, simply a space where you know this is a place where I cannot be disturbed, and that's really necessary for you because all the other numbers you have all the numbers necessary to succeed with anything you put your mind to. And especially with the South. The South is the charisma, the talking, the basic enthusiasm for things. The fire. We use the word fire, fire in your belly. And you have the 4 that gives you manual dexterity. The 8 gives you musical talent, empathy, and also healing talent. If a child comes to you with a bruise, you don't have to use Band-Aid. You just rub a little bit over it, and that's it. You have real healing capacities. And if I tell you that now and you intend to become a doctor, then you should think twice. Because today, in our days, the school medicine it doesn't teach you how to heal. They just teach you to shoot symptoms. And
I've been told that I'm a healer, and I've actually been I'm very empathetic. I get feelings from people, and I hear things from them, and
of course,
so I really would like to work on that.
That's a very good idea, and what you should do then is to use meditation and the color yellow in your life a lot, because to be empathetic, to feel things and to see what's going on with people, what's going on with the world, that's a burden. It's a boon and a burden. And very often you develop a very thin skin, and you have to do something to protect yourself against what you see and the energies that are around you. And for that, you need something to balance you and to ground you. That's the color yellow helps in whatever shape. It can be a little piece of yellow paper that you just wear in your bag, a gold chain, for example, helps, but that's something that, in your case, you definitely need.
Okay. Thank you, Brittany. Thank you so much. Brittany, don't go away. Brittany's
gone. I've already got it. We're already
taking care of it. Oh, Benny. Benny's right on it. This is why he's got the Benny is right on it architect. Before we go on, I've got some instant feedback messages I'd like to go to. But before we do, let's just explain to people that what we're doing here is just a very short abbreviated version. And Benny, I would love to skip this next break so we can get some of these folks in. This is an abbreviated version. Let people know how they can find out more about this, Thomas. Let's give out your website as well as where they can get a copy of the book.
Yeah, our publisher was so inventive and generous that he set up a website just for the book. And on the website, you just enter your birth date and you get a short reading. And the website is called www.birthdaycode.com.
Beautiful. And then for folks that want a longer interpretation, how did they go about that? Is that something you and Joanna do with folks?
No. We always. You know what? The books, all our books came into being because Joanna was sitting on a pile of invitations to lecture about 350 all over Europe.
Yeah.
So she thought it's best to write everything down.
It's all in the book.
Yes.
I know.
And we wrote a second book after the code, but that's because we realized that people need it. And they wrote to us because they said they needed it. They needed the code, the interpretation of the numbers, split into age groups.
Right.
Because the code for babies is very different from the code for teenagers.
Mm.
It says the same thing. But we addressed ourselves directly to mm-hmm. teenagers.
All right.
Not on the surface. We just told parents, well, you just copy those three pages and you put it on the nightstand of your teen, and he'll make something with it. But we address different problems, different subjects. For example, for a baby, if you know the numbers of a small child, this is such a boon for parents because then they know how to go about it. For example, the problem of bringing a child to bed so that it sleeps right away. If you know the numbers, you know exactly what you have to do. Because one child needs movement and being chased around the house four times, and another child needs a soothing story, and the third child needs a thrilling story. And then so many problems can be easily solved with that.
All right.
That's why we did that.
All right. Well, we've got a bunch of folks that, and we've got about 10 minutes to kind of chat with them. But here we go. I've got a number of people that sent in instant feedback messages. So you're not going to be able to speak with them. So maybe you can give them some insight. I've got the first one coming up. CJ, 11-15-88,
1988. Uh-huh. That's also an unusual one. Those are exactly the numbers of Joanna.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. And Joanna, this person is a super thin-skinned person bordering on the psychic. That's somebody who picks up instantly feelings of other people and is almost bogged down by what he feels. And because of that, he should wear white a lot. Because that balances out. White helps you to connect with the material side of existence. That's what you both, Benny and Pat, you are both connected very well with the material side of existence, whereas this person isn't.
Mm.
And also, he's missing the color red. That's why he has very big problems, or had them when he was young, to voice that, what he saw. So that's a person that felt the need to protect it himself.
Mm.
That can lead to an existence almost as if in a shell. But on the other hand, these are incredible talents this person has. Talents for music, for healing, for the arts, for invention, for going forward, for visionary future. And at the same time, this person has the self-confidence to move on, but it doesn't trust its voice, and it can lead to an existence of being overly generous with one's capacities without looking for a return, without looking at one's what that person gives as a kind of investment, which is super in itself, but it can lead to exploitation, and so
this person needs to become a little bit more egotistical and work especially with the color white and somewhat with the color red.
Wow.
In his life.
These
are numbers just great. I mean, I know
I know from
Johanna.
Yeah.
But I, at the same time, I know exactly what the dangers are with these numbers.
Mm.
So I can relate to that like 100%.
Well, let's not forget.
It helps CJ with what
yeah,
I
said. CJ, don't forget. He's talking about Johanna, who is also the person that revealed most of these codes. Now, we've got two interesting folks, Rochelle and Kim. They're both April. One is an April 6th, another one is April 7th. Rochelle is April 6th, 1956.
56. Mm-hmm.
And Kim, let's do Rochelle first.
Yeah. What was the name? Rochelle?
Rochelle.
Yeah.
Yes, that's her.
She is very well suited for anything self-employed. And she is the only drawback would be whatever when it comes to intimate relation with the customer, like really the everyday dealings with customers. She doesn't have the patience for it. Impatience is probably one of her biggest enemies.
Mm.
And for that, she needs a partner. And also sometimes when she has children, probably. Her children will experience her as sometimes a little bit too strict, too severe with what she demands from them concerning school grades and so on. But with these numbers, whatever that's a very self-reliant and forward-going person in this world, in the material world, with the enemy of impatience because she has sometimes trouble understanding other people. She's very fast. With those two sixes, she grasps concepts in no time and is not patient with people who are slower than her. And she's very self-critical at times because she experiences her lack of the color red of the 2 and 7 in the south as a drawback instead of a challenge, you know, a positive challenge. Sometimes for her, the glass is half empty instead of half full, and that can be turned around in no time with the help of the color red and green.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Rochelle, I know you sent an instant feedback message, so I'm just so curious about what you're thinking about that. Just ping me back.
Okay.
All right. Well, we've now got Kim, whose birthday is April 7th, 1951.
Uh-huh. This is the ideal boss. These numbers, my daughter has them, the other daughter. She will succeed in almost anything that she puts her mind to in life. Can I have the numbers again? I think
sure. I will definitely give them to you again. It is April 7th, 1951.
Yeah, then I was right. Yeah, no, those are the numbers of my daughter.
Yeah.
And she can do anything. The only thing missing is the East here.
Yeah.
And the East... can make it sometimes a little bit difficult. She's the ideal boss, as I said in the beginning, and that's the opposite. Is she's not the real born team worker. All for one for all. Probably sometimes a little bit difficult concept for her. And also, if she has children with 8 and 3 in their birth date, those children will sometimes feel her as a bit too fast for them. If she doesn't have children with 8 and 3, or her partner doesn't have, then everything is just fine. It's just that then the ability to suffer fools gladly is probably a little bit underdeveloped here. But the rest is just good news. This is really really a great number. Also, she has the number 4 instead of 9 in the West. The number 9 always tends to be a bit overly ambitious. and whereas she has number four, that's right. a little less of that materialistic side. Here with the number four, the materialistic side goes more in the object of life. In these numbers, for example, would be ideal for anything designing things, designing furniture, designing clothes, for example. That would be just tops here.
I would love that. Kim, if you're listening, I'd love to get some feedback from you. Rochelle actually just pinged us back. She said, hi, Rochelle. Thank you for doing this. Hi, Dr. Pat. The reading was very accurate. Thank you. And I want to tell everybody here, when Thomas actually did this for me the other night, that's why we asked him to come back, because it is so fascinating, so different. The reading was an opening, but what I then did is the book is really the blueprint. And it really tells you, for example, what the North-South Center is about, which I think that's what I have, and how that goes. So you can actually look at this, and then in the context of who you're with in life and how you go about it, you can put it all together. Mr. Benny, why don't we go to the phones?
All right, let's bring on Vicky. She's been waiting patiently. Vicky, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vicky, thank you for waiting.
Me? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't expect this.
Well, you know, before we go ahead, can I say something to you?
Sure.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh, you're the first.
Today's
the
birthday.
You're the second. You're
today,
the second.
Benny was first,
yeah.
Wasn't he? I know,
thank
of course.
You.
I know, there he goes. Beat me to it again. But you know what? If you heard the readings, that's exactly the way it should be.
Yeah.
Vicky, thank you. Happy birthday to you. So Vicky is 11-3-52. Today is Vicky's birthday.
Great.
How nice. I'm so glad you
11,
got in.
11-3-52.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm, let's see, I'm 7 months older than Vicky. 52 is a great year, I tell you.
Hmm.
The two is, I should say here that the number of the year one is born in gives a little bit something of a life theme,
uh-huh.
as it were.
Okay.
If people who are born in the 2 year do not do anything with their voice, with the fact that they have something to say, and they have the capacity to communicate in the best sense of the world, of the word, then it's as if they stifle themselves.
That's it.
Vicky, if with these numbers, if you are a teacher,
no.
you are one of the best teachers, you are one of those teachers people, students think back and may even write a letter for a birthday 10 years after retirement.
Wow.
That would be one of your capacities. The only, really, you've got great numbers. The only numbers that are missing from your birthday are the numbers 4 and 9, and those are the worldly numbers. Those are that move your face towards the material side of the world. You are one of those people who probably are overly generous with their capacities, even with money. And don't look back. And if you all your life, if you didn't have anywhere a partner with the West, with the 4 and 9, then that may sometimes reflect on your account, on the financial situation. Because I have similar numbers. In fact, I have almost the same. I found that if I haven't met Johanna, if I wouldn't have met Johanna in my life, then I probably would be a banker's nightmare.
Oh my God, Vicky, what do you think of this? This is—I know we only have like a minute or so left, but I did want to be—I wanted to be able to get you in on your birthday. What do you think?
I am 100% intrigued. He sounds like me, and also I love to teach, but I'm not a teacher. I've had a real fascination with numbers, so I'm definitely going to get the book and figure out what all this means.
Vicky. Whatever you have learned in life as a true capacity, you should maybe look at the possibility to pass that on in whatever way. Maybe make in a community college course or whatever. It would be really really almost a waste if you wouldn't find yourself in a situation where you pass on your knowledge. You may even start writing.
No, I was going to say that, journaling. Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
really.
Okay. All right, good, Vicki. Happy birthday again.
Thank you so much.
Benny, I think we are, where are we? What should we do?
Done with Tomas, puppy.
I know.
Okay.
You're going to have to come back. And, you know, you're absolutely right. We should have booked you for 2 hours. We've got so many people that are waiting. Austin, sorry we couldn't get into you.
If Austin wants to hang around, hang around for the next hour, Austin.
Austin, hang around for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. All of you actually can do that. Go, everyone, make sure that all of you check out the book. And just like Vicki said, you know, this is like a mini version of what you're going to find in the book. The book you can get, go to the website, birthdaycode.com. Get yourself a copy of the book. The book is called The Code, Unlocking the Ancient Power of Your Birthday. Thomas, thank you so much. Thank Joanna for me as well.
It was a blast. I loved it.
I know. It was a total blast. All right, everybody. We'll be right back with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.